105.1 The Blaze, Justin Izzy talking with WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. Her new movie, Gridlocked, is available now on DVD and Blu-ray. Trish, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Now, Gridlocked sounds like a big, fun action movie. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's exactly how I describe it, actually. It is. It's really like a throwback to the, you know, Lethal Weapon and Die Hard kind of movies back in, you know, that old school action movie. That's what the director was inspired by, and it really does have that feel. I mean, of course, the fact that Danny Glover's in it as well, that adds to that as well. But the scenes are just like, the fight scenes are off the chain. Lots of shoot 'em up action, and then there's like a bit of comedy. You know, it's got that the comedic element that the two leads bring, Dominic Purcell and Cody Hackman. They have a hilarious dynamic, and so it just makes it a fun movie. Like I mean, watching it back, I just, you know, you go through months and months of filming, and you sort of feel like you're a bit of a vacuum when you do it. Like all I know is I was very physical, and I was like I just kept looking forward to my fight scenes because they were so kick butt. They were so awesome, and I'm watching it back like you're just like, damn, this is a, like I actually said that. I looked over my husband. I'm like, this is a really good movie, because you never know what's going to turn out, right?
Don't sound so surprised.
I was very pleasantly pleased.
Do you do all your own stunts in the movie?
I do, yeah. I mean, one thing that, oh yeah, there was, I mean, it's funny because, well, there was one little bit of action that they wouldn't let me do for insurance, but it was hilarious because I'm used to doing all my own moves, obviously. So there I'm like, no, guys, I can really do it. And they're like, no, but we know you can do it, but you can't do it. It's going to be, we have a, like, legally, we can't let you do it. I was like, oh, boo. So there's one move that I can't do. But the most of the majority of it is all me. It's probably 95% me. The funny thing is like, so I did my scene, and there's this moment where my face smashes down into the ground. Now, in wrestling, it's a very common movement for me.
Right.
I get smashed in the ground quite a lot. And so when the scene cut, I mean, literally, like, everyone and the medic ran over to me, and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. This is what I do for a living.
I get my face smashed in the ground.
I literally get paid to smash my face for a living, yes. So it was kind of a cool moment because I was a newbie on there, right? So it's my second movie, and then working with these high-caliber actors. So I had the acting part of it, like, came around, and I was confident. I was working with an acting coach, so that came. But when it was time for the action, I was like, oh, I got this. You know, it was just, like, a really good moment. And I think, I'm from my understanding, some actresses may not put forth as much, you know, they don't exert as much effort as maybe a wrestler female might into an action.
Yeah.
Oh, does
that
make sense?
So that was
they were like, wow, you go straight on, like you go hard, right? Like, you don't have to go that hard. I'm like, oh, no, I have to actually. That's the only way I know how to go.
You're not used to being allowed.
They're pretty awesome.
You're not used to being allowed a stunt double in the world you're used to.
Seriously.
No, not at all. So it was kind of like, no, you know, I think I meant, are you don't believe in me? No, we believe in you, Trish. We just legally can't. Oh, okay.
Now, since your last wrestling match several years ago, you've been inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, but I've heard you haven't closed the door yet on a possible return to the ring. Is there someone specifically you want to fight, or what do we have to do to get Trish Stratus back into the ring?
Yeah, I think you have to just find, this is what I say, you got to find that right storyline. Like, you know, would it make sense for me to go fight Sasha Banks right now? I don't know, would it? Like, let's find the scenario. I need to, like, be presented, you know, it would have to be something that obviously would challenge me as a performer. So definitely, I would say I'd have to go back as a heel, because it would be the only most entertaining thing to do. It just, that was the funnest part of my career, for sure. But, and you have to elevate another character, so... You know, I don't know. If I was presented with something that did, that sort of filled those, check those things off the list, then I would definitely consider it. But I listen, whenever I get asked that at autograph signings and fans go, you got to come back. And I always go, okay, who should I come back and train? And sometimes they're like, I don't know. Like, they don't know, right? They just, you got to come back. Like, well, what's the storyline? So you guys, when we get off the phone, you guys go ahead and write the storyline for me. You know, let's think about it, mold it, give me the storyline cusp, and then come back to me and let's talk about it, okay?
I'm so in, yeah.
You're going to kick Izzy's ass in my storyline, so this is going to be great.
Women's champion, can I become women's champion, or is she going to become women's champion?
Yeah.
No, that's you. You get that.
Definitely me. Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction while you were wrestling?
I have had a couple. Like, oh, my God. The last match was, like, this outfit was just... Oh, it was just so bad. It was like barely on me. It was like it had, oh, it was terrible. I was, and it was bad because you're, you don't want to, like, you're selling, right? You're like, oh, and I just got my face smashed, as you know, that common move, right?
Right.
But then there's a moment where you're like, but I have to pull my pants up because I think by cracking my butt showing, you know? So it's like, you don't want to, like, you're going to break character. I'm going to show this pain, but I have to be vain for a second and cover my butt crack.
Right.
You know, so it's like that hard balance, but there's a lot of tape involved with these outfits. I remember being very rushed, like it was kind of like one of those days where I was doing, you know, it was my last day, so they were getting me interviews and they were doing this and trying to basically milk my presence there. And
I don't think
I properly taped in, and I didn't anticipate, you know, the match maybe being as physical as it ended up being, or maybe me being as sweaty as I was. I'm not sure, the material was plasticky. I was sweaty. It didn't really work well together. Yeah, there was some.
I'm going
nothing,
to YouTube now.
You know, dastardly happened. There was no Janet Jackson moment or anything, but things were shifting out of sorts.
Oh yeah, those costumes don't look to be the best. I do have one more question for you.
Yeah.
Since you know you're so big in not only wrestling but acting, modeling, all that kind of stuff, had you ever been asked to do adult films?
No, never.
Really?
No. Never.
I guess that's a compliment.
I don't know, but I'm assuming the offers are going to come flying in.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah, no. I mean, I was definitely given the token Playboy offer very many times in the beginning of my career, and it was just something I was just not interested.
Yeah,
so that was definitely that came my way. But no, I always wanted to be remembered as the woman who, you know, was the best champion there was, not the woman who took off their clothes. So
exactly.
I never pursued that. But
good for you.
Although I'm fine with you being remembered for both, but we're talking with WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. Her new movie, Gridlocked, is available now on DVD and Blu-ray. What do you think of the whole revolution going on in women's wrestling right now?
I think it's great. I think it's about time. You know, we definitely, it obviously is no coincidence that came at a time where we've got this crop of women that are just extremely talented, extremely athletic. And, you know, the one thing that I think was lacking for so long, like when I left and Amy left and Mickie James left, which was kind of like the golden era of women's wrestling, was sort of the peak interest in women's wrestling. It kind of diminished over those, you know, years after that. But these women came in and they've got really defined characters, and I think that's like a main thing that was missing over the years. The fact, obviously, that they're solid in the ring as well, but the fact that they're these defined characters. And, you know, wrestling's all about, from the audience perspective, it's about connecting with that superstar that you love, or there's something that they're doing that resonates with you, and that was kind of just missing. So now all these girls kind of, they represent something different. The audience members can pick someone that they like, they want to get behind, and so they're invested in these matches, and it's really just a good time. And bringing back the women's championship during this time is just, it could have been more perfect, and I'm very excited about the direction it's going.
Very nice. Well, we hope to see you again in the ring soon. We'll start writing that storyline as soon as this is over. We've been talking with WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. Go check out her new movie, Gridlock. It's available on DVD and Blu-ray today. Trish, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.